Hi, is this the library? This is the Omni Library? No, it's not what I expected.
Hi, this is Doug Wood, president of Omni Music, and this is the Omni Library.
When the day turns blue, when the fireflies shine, I think of you, and think when you were mine, and I think about the stars. Gazed on in the skies, and I think about the love I killed and saw fade from your eyes. I saw it fate from you. When the lake turns cold, when the breeze is warm, I will call your name. Pretend that you're not gone. Pretend that you're still here. But love is in the past. So I'll count up all the pretty ways we might have made it last. All your understanding comes too late. So you crack and you break the secret coding on the lock too late. With the chairs pulled back, with the tables turned, caught on fire, and how we both got burned, and how we both got lost, and how we couldn't speak. I total up the awesome cost, and how my knees get weak. Does it come again? Oh, do I get another chance? When your ghost appears, can I ask it for this dance? And will it take my time, the lesson would be sweet. Too late, too late. All your understanding comes too late. So you on the lock too
Daddy, I'm as good. so expensive. Yes, it's costing all your friends. It needs care now, most intensive. Brother, you know how it ends. In the east now, in the morning. In the west now, every night. Which direction do you go now when you don't know left from right? Beat up and let round. Tongue up, bone down. Find ways to break through. Oh, this thing's gonna
up your hearts, lift them up to the Lord. Lift up your crazy and broken old heart. Lift up your dreams, keep them in the sight of God. Lift up your beaten and crooked old dreams and lift your hearts up to the Lord. Ooh,
ooh. You know, Andy used to sit in the back of Studio 54 so he could make out with boys. But he sat in the back of church so he wouldn't be recognized. He was full of contradictions. He once said that as soon as he became a loner in his own mind, that's when he really began to get what you'd call a following. And he painted more religious art than any other American artist. But why did he have to put those dove bars in the picture? Why did he put the Christ child with Brillo pads? Why did he put a price tag on him? One of the other things Andy used to do was say things that were apocalyptic and scriptural. One of the most famous ones was, in the future, everyone would be world famous for 15 minutes. What did he mean by that? Did he mean that in the future we'd take turns with our 15 minutes? Did he mean that in the future we'd all be famous for the same 15 minutes? Or did he mean that in the future, all the people that are famous now would only be famous for 15 minutes? I mean, my question is, could he take the place of John? You know who. Could he be the next Matthew McConaughey? Could she take the place of Lil' Kim? And when is it my 15 minutes? And don't you think Jennifer Lopez has had enough? At the height of Andy's fame, he got an invitation to have an audience with the Pope. But he was scared away by all the nuns wanting his autograph.
Mountain of love.
It's everything we've got. It's all we've got. It's the Sistine Chapel. It's the black velvet portraits of Jesus that we buy in Queens. I offer you the sign of the Dove Bar. I offer you the logo of the Wise potato chip. I offer you the icon of General Electric. I offer you 1,000 Marilyn Monroes. I offer you a rainbow of Mona Lisas. I ride up to you in my Harley Davidson. I dial you up on my DSL. I call you on my cell phone. I drape you in pink camouflage, in red camouflage, in camouflage, camouflage.
Mountain of love.
Just watching them and their weaknesses and their limitations. Do you know how that felt? How I spent the rest of my life in walking death? How I had to paint electric chairs? How